Okay.
Are you hurling or?
Yeah, I'll. Oh, hello, mate. Yeah, it's fine. I've got this.
Okay.
All right.
Yeah, good.
Oh, hello, and welcome to the 316 podcast, the show for people with ultra short attention spans. Graham is with me as always. Graham, how's it going?
Yeah, good.
Excellent. You ready to discuss a topic in no more than 316? Should we get straight to it this time?
Yeah, let's crack on.
All right, today's topic, as suggested by Tim O'Warner, we have never been this efficient on the intro before.
I know.
Is best board games.
Mousetrap.
Oh, Graham's gone straight in there.
No, not messing around. It doesn't get better than Mousetrap. You have to engage your brain. It's interactive. Things happen on it. There's so many different items. The actual game mechanic is quite intelligent. I think it's a winner all day round.
Do you purchase the new rule books when they release them every year?
There's a new rule book?
Yeah, like the Mousetrap, they put out the rules compendiums and you kind of you geek out over them and making little notes and things.
Really?
No, I'm kidding you. No, I think it's not quite as multifaceted at a game as you are making out to be.
I'll tell you what is, though. I just had a new version of Monopoly for Christmas.
Oh, which one?
Star Wars Monopoly.
Oh, cool. What is it? I'm excited now. A Force Awakens one, or is it like a...
It's an amalgamation of both the original trilogy and The Force Awakens. So you've got Luke Skywalker in it, Kylo Ren, Darth Vader, and Finn as well. And what you have to do is you play in teams.
Okay.
And you've got to control the Empire before the other person does. It's not about money. It's a very good, very great game. Really good.
Build four houses on a Death Star, you get a hotel.
Oh, it's not like you're trying to live comfortably aboard the Death Star. No.
What's the rent on the Death Star?
300 credits.
Good. This sounds radically different to Monopoly.
It is, but it's really good. What's enough about my favourite games?
Enough about you. Now, I look forward to never playing that with you, because any time we get Monopoly out in our family, it's like World War Bloody Three. But mine, I'm not sure, man. I do like board games, obviously. This isn't my favourite of all time, but just because I'm struggling to come up with an answer. There's a board game I really like. It's kind of like Settlers of Catan. My friend introduced it to me. It's called Takenoko. And it's a really, really fun... Yeah, like Settlers of Catan kind of game. Ticket to Ride is pretty good as well. Have you ever played that?
No.
Oh, that's really good fun. We'll have to play that at some point.
Oh, cool. Okay.
I'm more into... I do love board games. I don't have a big collection myself.
Hero Quest.
I do own Hero Quest. You played it with me recently, didn't you?
Yeah, it was great.
That's fun. Links to all of these are going to be in the description or the show notes to this show. Head on over to the316.podbean.com if you don't know what we're on about. But yeah, Hero Quest. It was a precursor to Dungeons & Dragons. And Warcraft, yeah. But yeah, no, more of a card gamer, I guess. I really like Magic, as do you.
Yeah.
What makes a good board game? Graham, you've got 15 seconds.
I think it's got to be a multifaceted mechanic, and it has to be visually and aesthetically pleasing.
And it must involve mice. Thank you so much for watching. We will see you next time on the 316 podcast. Cheerio.